All right, I'm going to keep this simple.
Welcome back to Straight Up with Stassi. I'm Stassi Schroeder-Clark.
Let's do this.
All right, guys, this is a very, very exciting hour we are about to have, because the last time that I had this guest on my podcast, he told me a lot of shit that was going to happen to me, and I didn't listen, and everything he said came true. And I'm going to go over all the things that he said. You guys, I have Chris Medina here, psychic, medium, genius man. I mean, every time I talk to you, Chris, welcome.
Thank you, baby.
Welcome
Thank
back.
You. Thank you for having me.
Every time, we're way overdue. Like the last time that I saw you was like a year ago. Yeah. I hosted a little get together at my house where you came and talked to lots of people. I felt like it was probably overwhelming for you.
It was, but that's my life.
Yeah. I know. I gather.
But we had that quality time with each other, though, too.
Yeah. And we got to like have like lunch before. Mm-hmm. So it was like we were already prepped a little bit.
For sure. For sure.
But I love how the only person that didn't want to be read was Bo. He just won't do it.
But he was polite about it, though.
No, yeah, he's polite, but he just does not. I think he's scared of it.
I think that he's more like, why tell me stuff that I already know and freak me out even more?
Yeah.
I think that's what I get from him.
Yeah, totally. Your life's going to be really hard. It's going to be blah, blah, blah. I know. Okay. So the last time you were on my podcast, it was 2019, I think.
God.
I was like riding high. I mean, like New York Times bestseller, Next Level Basic. I was starting to tour. I had like I'd sold my book to be made into an animated series, like with Sony. I've had basically Stassi on Bravo was about to start filming. It was like there was everything. You couldn't get me down. Like it was like my year in terms of career.
It was the year of Stassi.
Yeah, it really was. Mm-hmm. And so I wrote about this experience, about what you said on my podcast, and I just don't want to get it wrong, so I'd rather just like read it.
Yeah, go for it.
So if you guys haven't gotten my book, Off With My Head, that's also a New York Times bestseller. The paperback copy just came out, so that's available, and it has an extra chapter that I wrote like 6 months ago. So that's fun. Like that's like a little thing. Anyway, so I wrote in my self-care chapter, I wrote about you because I just felt like, this is just so crazy. Mm-hmm. So this is what you said verbatim on my podcast. I feel like there are going to be some issues when it comes to your management or the people that work for you. They're going to drop the ball or they're going to disappoint you in some way, shape or form. You're going to have more time on your hands. There are a lot of lessons that are going to come into play. There obviously are going to be bumps in the road. Your guides are going to do a real number on pulling you back and saying, okay, Stassi, what have we learned so far? I'm going to cry. Oh, I mean, I'm pregnant.
I put mascara on today.
Okay, Stassi, what have we learned so far and how are we going to progress and how do we want to grow soulfully and as a person mixed in with your career within the next three years? Oh my God, like I forgot about that part. Within the next 3 years, there isn't anything that will come at you that you can't handle. So maybe like after the third year, something's going to hit me where like I can't handle it.
We're going to get into all that. I can't wait. I've been waiting for this.
I mean, besides that, you also predicted Bo and Hartford. So in the same podcast episode, you said next year, 2020, you're going to get pregnant and it's a daughter. And I'm pretty sure you said something like, this is your soul's calling or like something major, like you said. And I couldn't believe it because I've gone to psychics before, tarot card readers. I've done that on Vanderpump Rules. Mm-hmm. And she told me on Vanderpump Rules that I was going to have all boys. And I was like, so like, what? But like, I want a baby girl so badly. So when you told me on my podcast that I'm going to have a baby girl, I was like, holy fuck, I hope you're right. And then it came true.
We don't have the luxury of getting away from karma, so you had to have a daughter first.
And she dark passengers.
Well, we're going to get into her. I cannot wait to talk about her.
Me too.
And the new one. And the new one.
She Dark Passengers. And also, the first time I met you, I just, like, want the people to know, like, everything that you predicted. Like, it was right after I broke up. Me and my boyfriend, ex-boyfriend Patrick, broke up. And I was in Mexico on that, like, breakup trip that he was supposed to be on with me.
Yep.
Very Sex in the City, Carrie Bradshaw. And I was there with Rachel O'Brien. And mm-hmm. she was like, I want you to see this psychic. It's Chris Medina. And you said there's going to be somebody coming for you. And I'm seeing the initials CB, CB, CB. So I was like, I kept looking for like a C word, mm-hmm. like a C name. And then Bo came along. And I mean, it's Bo Clark. And yep. so you just like predicted him too. And I mean, how amazing is that?
Yeah. I was nervous. That was the first time that I got to meet you in person, going mm-hmm. to do your podcast.
Yeah.
I had seen just a little bit of the footage that people were sending me. This is who you're going to go meet, blah, blah, blah. Just get ready, be prepared. And I was shitting bricks. I was like, oh my God. And then when I sat down, I was like, there's something different about her energy, the way that she comes across. And I've always told this to people when I read your clients or I mean your fans, your followers, they always say, you know, what was like meeting Stassi? You know, you must give readings to her all the time. And I said, you know what? Actually, she is not somebody that comes to me all the time.
Yeah.
You come to me when you want, I'd say like a year update or something.
Yeah. I feel like it's a once a year thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, like I said, but to be that connected to you, to be able to pick out those initials, and people are like, I've had Nick Vial ask me too. How come you can't give me a reading like Stassi? And I was like, I don't know what it is about her. There's just something about her that's completely different that I'm tapped into. So when you said, everyone said I'm having a boy, I was like, no, you're having a little girl. And I see yellow around her hair. I see little bows in her hair. That's immediately what I got when I sat down across from me. Oh, she's going to have a girl. This is what it's going to be.
Yeah, you kept saying yellow. Mm-hmm. I remember that. You kept saying yellow. And I'm convinced because Mystic Michaela just DM'd me and she was like, oh, your daughter has a yellow and pink aura. And so I'm convinced that you saw her aura.
Yellow, well, for sure. Well, yellow for sure is, and you were going through it at that time. So that's where like, well, was she?
No, when you told me the yellow, I wasn't. This was the Stassi year.
But the yellow to me represents mental healing, mental peace. And what did heart? Okay, so I have to go back because this is something that I always talk to your fans about. What was the thing that you put in your book, the dedication?
To Hartford, you saved me. She did. No, she like fully did. Mm-hmm. I know that if I wouldn't have been pregnant with Hartford during that time, I would have. I would have gone in such an unhealthy, destructive path, a direction like that. Like I would have relied on alcohol. I would have relied on Xanax. I'd probably fallen back into like harming myself. Like I don't think that I had the tools as an adult during that time to mm-hmm. cope with what was going on in a healthy way. And because I was pregnant, I couldn't do any of those things. I had something bigger to live for. Mm-hmm. I had, so like, I wasn't important anymore. Like the second I became pregnant, it's like, I stopped living for myself. Of course I still live for myself. I love my life. I love doing things that I enjoy doing. Like, of course, but like, really I'm not fully living for myself and I'm happy to not be living just for myself.
It was just a bad time. Like when you were going through all that stuff and the media was just hounding you and people were coming to me, you know, talking shit, you know, this is your girl. How can you stand by her and all this stuff? And then you were telling me that's when everything blew up. Cause I think you were pregnant at that time, weren't you?
Yeah.
And you had said, I don't know what I'm going to do, or I don't know what's going to happen or something like that. And I said, you need to calm the fuck down and enjoy this baby. I said, I don't want any of this bullshit to get in the way of what's going on with you.
Yeah.
And that's where I felt like a mother towards her. Like very protective, making sure that she had everything she needed or that you had everything you needed and that you were in a calm space. Because if something would have happened during that pregnancy to you or to the baby, you would have never forgiven yourself.
No.
So that's why I had to, in some ways, manipulate.
I love that you manipulated mm-hmm. me. I think that you manipulated me when you said, don't worry, you're not going to ever have to worry about money. That was probably a lie.
I don't think so.
Because like, I mean, stress about money all the time.
Yeah, but I know.
I live a wonderful life, but like I still stress about money.
No, I was going to say, you're not done though.
Oh.
You're not done with
I hope not.
No, not even close. And so I can't wait to get into all the stuff with the baby.
Okay,
but
I'll let you talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. I just really wanted to open with this mm-hmm. so that anyone who's new here, who doesn't know this story about you, gets just how much you have predicted. And like, wow, if only I really thought about those words back then. I'm actually like kind of glad I didn't. Like when you said like, oh, like predicting the canceling pretty much. Like, I'm actually glad I like didn't like fully understand it, because I probably would have just like lived in a state of fucking perpetual fear.
Well, look at all the other shows that I've been on. People are like, you predicted this. How come you didn't come out and say it? You have to understand something. There is karma involved in it. In my guides, it sounds so stupid, but it's true. Will stop me and say, that's as far as you can go with that person. Do not tell them it. And you just took the words out of my mouth. I would have done this. I would have been this way, or this would have happened if you would have told me exactly how it was going to happen. So it happened the way that it needed to happen. You need to learn lessons that you need to learn. And you taught me one big ass thing the last time I was here when you said, I never want to put myself in a position to be fired that way again.
Yeah.
Everything that I do, I want to own, or I want to be the boss of.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's beautiful.
That's a good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Patreon. You're part of that. But I'll just let you go now. I don't want to direct you because I feel like I might like interrupt something.
Okay, yeah,
for
let's,
you.
Let's do it. Let me just take a swig of water real fast.
Yeah, of course.
But how are you feeling though, like with this pregnancy?
I feel really good. Like I feel really good. I'm never sick. I don't have that issue. I'm tired all the time, but I think that that's because I have a toddler and I have way more to do than I did last time because I was pregnant during COVID. So we just never left the house. So like I'm exhausted and I feel like that exhaustion very often, but I feel great for the most part. And I'm just like excited that I get to be pregnant and go outdoors and like live my life and see friends and put on cute outfits.
And with nothing on your shoulders.
No.
Be able to breathe as deep as you want to.
Yeah.
So when I found out you were pregnant, I saw it on your, it was either your live or your feed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, cause I was, I've been out of it. I've been doing my own thing, kind of, you know, doing the whole psychic thing. And I was like, show me what you want to show me when it comes to her. And I don't know how you felt when you got pregnant with this pregnancy or what your body was like, but it's almost like the baby just fell right in there and just laid comfortably in there. So I'd be very surprised if you told me you're probably going to have the occasional morning sickness, but this pregnancy not being, not emotionally, but physically as difficult as it was with Hartford.
No, it hasn't been. It hasn't been difficult. Of course, like you get down on yourself, like watching your body change, but not nearly the way that I was with Hartford. I feel way better.
And when you found out you were pregnant, was it like a sigh of relief, or how, did you know when you were pregnant? Because when I see the baby falling into where it's at, it's almost like a little bean falling on a pillow. You know, in the cartoons when you see that?
Cute.
That's what I saw, was like a little bean fall right onto inside your stomach and just lay there. So it, like, this baby probably sleeps a lot or is not as active as Hartford was.
Okay. Well, I'm not to the point where I haven't felt him kick yet. I feel like any day now. I feel like I knew I was pregnant, but that's also because we were trying.
Mm-hmm.
And like little things here and there. I'm like, oh, this is like a pregnancy symptom I remember like from Hartford. Like, so I felt like I knew I was
but
pregnant.
But you're a Cancer too. So she would know right off the bat.
I knew there was a soul coming. If that makes any sense. I wrote a letter in November, at the end of November, to my unborn child, if he was already there. He wasn't already there in November. But I just felt like there was a soul that was like,
okay, stop, because
ready.
This is going to interrupt everything. The reason why I'm telling you to stop is because this child's connection to you is going to be completely different than your connection with Hartford. I am not saying that you don't get along with Hartford or she's a little bitch or whatever the case may be, but this is going to be like a mama's boy. And there's also going to be, so here comes the predictions.
Oh my God.
There's also going to be something different about his little lips.
Okay.
So this could be something to where they're either plump or you just can't stop kissing his lips. But I see you, you know, when a kid gets excited and starts biting on their toy, that's how I see you going towards the baby about his lips for some reason.
I mean, I'm already like that with Hartford. I make out with her all day long.
But you're giving me goosebumps. There's something about, and there's also, I would not be surprised if this looked more like Beau's side of the family with darker hair.
How cute would that be? Oh my
but
God.
I feel since you talked about writing that letter, and I want to make this as authentic as possible on this show here, because people think, oh, maybe she fed you or whatever the case, your team Stassi, she's going to make you look good. So I have to get this out there. So you said you wrote a letter in regards to this child, right?
Yeah.
This child, I don't give a shit what any other psychic said. Just like I didn't give a shit what they said about you having a boy for the first time.
Yeah.
This is a karmic connection to you. Again, you are not going to dismiss Hartford, but there is something different about that connection between you and your son.
Yeah.
And there's something different about his lips. I see them being a little bit more on the reddish side. So it could be something to where people think that, you know, when kids usually look, sometimes they look like they're wearing lipstick or have mm-hmm. too much chapstick on. There's something different about his lips that you find so cute.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, how cute is that?
And I also feel like the two of you, I don't know how you and Bo get along when it's just you and Hartford and him, but I have a feeling that it's going to be Stassi and the son and then Hartford and Bo.
I mean, I kind of feel, I'm getting emotional, but like, I kind of feel that too. Like, I'm so close with Hartford. I mean, she is my fucking world, mm-hmm. but I can see, I think that she's more of a daddy's girl than a mama's girl. Mm-hmm. And it does feel karmic, her personality, because it's like watching me the way that I've like treated my mom, because my mom wants to smother me with love and cuddles and affection and attention. And I've always just been like, you'd think I like attention. You know, you would think I'm somebody that's like, give me all the attention, but I'm not really. And I like to kind of be alone and not bothered. Mm-hmm. And so I've always been like that with my mom. And now Hartford, it's like, I see myself smothering her. I smother her. I just like can't stop cuddling her. I can't. But like, I have this feeling that like when this baby boy comes, like he's going to be my little buddy. And Hartford's just such a daddy's girl that like,
I think it's that he is going to look just like Bo.
I mean, I would die for that.
With the darker hair in that type of look.
Because Hartford looks like me. So like, how cute would that be?
I don't know. You think she looks like Stassi?
She's starting to weigh more.
More like Stassi?
I think she does.
Yeah.
Check this out, though. So during that time that all that bullshit happened to you, right?
Yeah.
And you found out you were pregnant. What's Hartford's sign?
Capricorn.
What's your sign?
Cancer.
That karmic lesson between the two of you, as far as like you needed her strength, you needed the flip side of that Cancer energy, which is Capricorn, to stay motivated, to stay focused, to stay driven, to still succeed. She came in here. She definitely is your reason for living. But now that you're having this other child, and this is not in a time where it's a messed up time.
Yeah.
You're having this baby because you guys planned this out, or you wanted this child. You guys are well, you're in a different spot in your life here. So the feeling and the energy that's going to come back in here. Remember what I told you when it came to Hartford from the very beginning. This is your karmic energy. This is what's owed to you. Stassi, do you ever stop to think about about all the work, all the effort, all the time, all the stuff that you did to get yourself where you're at right now, and you didn't fucking lay down and just take it?
I mean,
so why wouldn't the universe, and I don't mean to cut you off, but I want to say this. Why wouldn't the universe, and I don't give a fuck what anybody says about you. Why wouldn't the universe reward you with something that you can enjoy when you didn't have the opportunity to enjoy the first time around?
That's such a beautiful way of looking at it. No, like that really is.
Don't make me cry.
I mean, it's just, I guess I don't like thinking, I'm not somebody that normally like thinks in terms of like reward and punishment, because I see so many things in the world that I feel like are so unfair, mm-hmm. that I'm like, I have enough. I don't need any more. Like who am I to like get rewarded in any way right now? Do you know what I mean? Like, and I'm also rewarded with like Hartford. I'm rewarded with like so much in my life that I'm thankful for that. Like, I don't think of it that way, but I guess if we're thinking in terms of like, just like karma. Yeah. Like, okay, I will say this, I don't mind bragging about it. I've done a lot to better myself. Mm-hmm. I really have worked really hard on taking everything I went through very seriously, mm-hmm. and making a concerted effort to be the best version of myself that I can be. Mm-hmm. So like, yeah, maybe I fucking deserve this great pregnancy. Maybe I do. Maybe that's a little karma thing coming my way.
And here's the other karmic stuff that comes along with this child too. So Hartford kept you alive. She kept you focused. She kept you dedicated on this. You know, I got to see this pregnancy through. I'm in this relationship now. All this great stuff is happening. We're going to get married. All this, you know, all this good stuff. This child that comes, the son that comes in is going to be the karma on where you're at now, as far as like the rewards and wanting to do more or go above and beyond in different ways. I feel like this child's going to give you, and I'm going to struggle with this one, but it's going to give you more of a think outside the box mentality.
Cool.
So with you, this is going to be something to where she probably wouldn't have, after she has this baby, she probably wouldn't, for the future, the things that she's going to do in the future, she probably wouldn't have done right now. Does that make sense? But there's something about this child's energy and the way that she either looks at him, and especially as he starts to get older and he can talk and you see his little personality and the sarcasm there, that's going to motivate you to want to go even higher than that.
Wait, you're saying that my baby boy is going to be sarcastic?
Yeah. When is he?
Because Hartford's sarcastic and I love it.
No, but this is like sarcastic in a, I feel like, again, Hartford is more of like a little lady.
Oh my God.
She's, am I right?
I mean, I think she's a little lady, but she's sassy.
She's, but she, when I see her around the other kids, like, oh, the, who was here last time? Lala.
Yeah.
Jackson, Brittany, and their kid was here. And there was somebody else's kid, wasn't there? No, it was three kids.
It was three kids last
Harford
time.
Harford wanted nothing to do with them.
I know. She's the same way. She still doesn't want anything to do with.
But, so this child is going to be more of like the, I want to get dirty. I want to be a kid. I want to have fun. And I feel like the energy or the hugs, not that Hartford's hugs are impersonal, but I feel like you as Stassi, this is more for you. The child has nothing. The child doesn't even know this, but I feel like for you, this is more of like, I feel complete.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I don't know what else to say about that, but I was so excited when I found out you're pregnant. I was like, oh my God, yes for her.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I love that. Also, I forgot this, that when we went to lunch a year ago, you said, you're not done having kids. I feel like I see a boy. You said that. I forgot about that too. You literally said that.
But what was she going through at that time?
I wasn't going through a lot. No, that was... This was like
that
last
January.
The wedding planning
and all the other... there was a couple...
I was really nervous. Oh yeah, that's right. I was really nervous about the book. I was like... And you kept saying like, the book is not going to be the thing that like... brings you back. It's not going to be the thing. I don't really know whatever was the thing. It was almost like a state of mind. I'm like, not to be like all like zen and meta, but like it feels like I like came back into the world like when I decided.
Jumped the gun with that cancel culture bullshit. Well, and you were the queen of cancel culture. I'm sorry.
No, I...
She was. I know. So what did people
look up my name in the dictionary and it'll be like, cancel culture queen. Yeah.
So what are people doing now? So again, I hate to do all the astrology stuff, but Saturn went into Pisces. So you will thrive during the next, I'd say... all the way up until 2025, not to say that everything's going to be a dud after that, but I feel like with you, as far as like different opportunities, getting your body back into shape after having the baby and also different opportunities coming into play, you are definitely not done with television. I'll tell you that much. And I also think that you're going to get more involved in like the business side of things too.
I mean, love to hear it. Like, no, seriously.
And I told you before, you never have to worry about money. I'm going to still say that.
See, I feel like you just say that to be nice, which like, no. I appreciate it because I would rather live in ignorance when it comes to that. Like, I'd rather not know that like money troubles await me because what could I possibly do about it now? I mean, I guess I could just save more. So maybe.
But I guess what you can do is walk yourself to that mirror and remind yourself who the fuck you are. Yeah. And that this would never happen to you.
I know. Oh, it does. You know, it feels like I'm in like a really good like point in life right now. It almost like I'd want it. I would think that like it feels too good to be true, but it doesn't feel too good to be true. It just feels like, oh, this is a good part point in life.
And again, with you and your intuition, I always tell people, again, you don't get to hear these phone conversations that I have with your fans when they talk about, you know, I'm just like Stassi, or oh my God, when you see Stassi, you can tell her hi for me, blah, blah, blah. You know, what is she like or whatever? And I tell people, she is one of the most intuitive people, and you'll probably laugh at this, that I know.
That is crazy.
Come on, don't bullshit.
No, like, seriously. I feel like I'm intuitive, but like, doesn't everyone feel like they're intuitive? Like, yeah, am I intuitive as the... I feel like I'm just as intuitive as the next
she
person.
Works, she works her intuition into a hustle, though.
Yeah.
She, again, this is why when your fans ask me, you know, how many readings do you give her? A year or a year and a half goes by. Because you are somebody that takes whatever I have to say and whoever else you're going to see, you sit back and make up your own mind. And then you start playing out the scenario in your head, and that's when you go to strike.
Yeah.
So again, with you, I can't tell you when to do it. Stassi's going to listen to what I have to say, and then she will know when it's time for her to jump.
Yeah.
But you've got strong intuition. Don't ever fucking forget that.
I won't. Strong intuition.
Strong intuition.
Support for today's episode is brought to you by one of my favorites, Dock-A-Tot. Okay, mamas, if you are expecting, have a newborn, or are looking for a gift to give someone who's expecting, we have the perfect items for you. Okay, when I was, when I gave birth to Hartford, one of the things I used the most, literally, that came in handy the most was our Dock-A-Tot lounger. And I had a really cute one that had the rose floral material all around. I mean, if you go back on my Instagram, there's so many photos of her in it. I would carry her around with me in wherever like room I would go to. I would just pick up the lounger and move it with me. I mean, it came in handy all the time. And I'm obviously going to get another one for my son. Oh my God, it's so crazy to say the word son. But if you are not unfamiliar with Dakotot, let me explain. Dakotot is the lifestyle brand made for the modern parent and creates functional solutions for feeding, playing, resting, sleeping, lounging, and beyond. From their adorable sleeping essentials to the nursing pillows, the double as home decor, everything is chic, trust me. The Dakotot brand grows with families throughout every stage and phase. And you guys, Dakotot has done it again, okay? So they're disrupting the baby industry to bring yet another innovative, safe, and gorgeous product to their parents that quickly has become another registry must-have. This is the Kind Bassinet. All right, let me explain, you guys. Now, I know when I say this, it's going to be kind of crazy, but it is a lightweight, portable bassinet that is made with responsibly harvested cardboard. Okay, that sounds crazy because like you're like, what cardboard? That sounds like it's going to be not that cute. And like, how would that hold a baby? Trust, because they already sent me one and I got the one that's navy and white. So whatever that pattern is the one that I got for my baby. And it is just like sturdy and amazing and chic and small and cute. And you can just put it next to your bed. It's fantastic. The Kind Bassinet, it's perfect for newborns until they can get up on their hands and feet. So if you're a new mom, check it out. Or if you want to just give a gift to someone, look this up. So this is the best brand you can buy for the precious child and mom you love most. For a limited time, get 15% off at Dakotot.com with the code Stassi. That's 15% off with the code Stassi at Dakotot.com. Parenting is hard, but Dakotot makes it easier.
I cannot wait to see your reaction when you have this baby and also the connection between Hartford and the sibling.
I really hope that it's a good one because I'm nervous about that. I'm like really nervous that Hartford, she's been the queen of our lives for 2 years. It will then have been 2.5 years. And like, she's not going to be the only one. Like, I'm like worried that she's going to be upset that like she has to share the attention. And I was like, as much as like I would have been so happy if I was having a girl too, like of course anything yeah. I'd be happy, but I had this fear that like if I have another girl, like I don't know that I could like another girl as much as I like Hartford. Like I don't know that I could have another baby girl like compete with Hartford. Like Hartford is a fucking icon. Like she just is. I know I'm biased, but like she, I like honestly, if like, I take a step back and like pretend that she's not my daughter, I still think she's an icon.
She's so adorable. But you don't, you're forgetting again her little mannerisms and the little lady in her. She might, you know, you never know, she might turn around and help you out.
Oh my God.
Or do things or try to comfort. Yeah. Or take over being the mommy of the baby in some way.
I mean, that would be so ideal.
But I've told you before, you don't have anything to worry about when it comes to Hartford. I think that she is going to do just fine. Is she as girly as mommy is? Is she, you know, have that type of, you know, that swag? No, not yet.
Really?
As far because as like,
I feel like I look at her and I'm like, you have way more swag than I could have ever hoped to have.
Oh, this is nothing. What did I tell you when she was born? You're in. I told her I hate to be pointing at you, but I told you were in for it when it came to her.
Yeah, I know you did.
Yeah.
But like, I already am in it.
But also too, again, you are different than your mother. This is a different time and space here. You're more intuitive. You've gone through all the bullshit here. You will call bullshit as it comes along here. So I don't see you. I don't predict anything negative when it comes to you and her.
I mean, I'm so glad. Let's just like keep it that way right now. I have a question. Yeah. Where do you see anything? Do any of the, well, how does it work? Like, do my guides come to you and talk to your guides, or do your guides talk to you? I think that's like an interesting question that I feel like a lot of people would want to know the answer to.
I just tap into the public gave me the name guides. I never used to say the word guide. So it's hokey when I say my guides were talking to your guides. I just simply look at your eyes and I say, show me what you want me to see. And then I go down to your stomach and I ask the baby, how did you come in here? What are you like? What are you? And I start to see the looking through your eyes, it'll play out the scenario of you having the baby, your relationship, you kissing the baby's the fixation on the baby's lips, and then him looking like Bo with a little bit of the darker hair. That's how I get it.
It's so interesting. Mm-hmm.
And then when I looked at you, was like, what's her progression here? She's going to have to slow down now. She's caught herself up in being pregnant. She's got to be the mom. She's got to take this downtime. She's definitely got to enjoy this pregnancy this time around. It's nowhere near as stressful as it was before, and give herself the opportunity to have the pregnancy that she wanted. Because last time when I spoke to you, she was going through it. And I was like, you have to calm down. I don't want you to look at this and be resentful towards the time that you were pregnant and blame the public or blame the situation on why you didn't get to enjoy your pregnancy.
No, and I'm glad you said that. Mm-hmm. And I never did. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't look back and think like, I don't have any resent. Like, I'm not resentful whatsoever. Like, shit happens. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, and like, I've made a lot of mistakes that brought me to that point. Like, whether the punishment fit the crime, that's not for me to say. And so like it does, that's irrelevant and it doesn't matter. Like, yeah, I went through a shitty time, but like lots of people go through really shitty times. So like, it's not the end of the world. So I've never felt like resentful for anything that's happened. But I do feel like this pregnancy around, I am hardcore enjoying it so much more. And I feel like that's also why I'm like, yes, I want to tour as much as possible. Add another show. I want to be as busy as possible. I want to be out there like sharing my pregnancy with the world, because like never got to share it. I didn't get to share it last time.
So you're going to have a Virgo.
Yeah. And I'm really excited about that, because everything I read about Virgo boys, I'm like, yes, 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 yes.
And remind me again what Beau's sign is.
Pisces.
What's the polar opposite of Pisces?
I don't know.
Virgo.
Really?
I just got full body chills.
I just shaved and she's got chills all over my face right now. So I'm going to look like a lesbian in about 2 minutes. But so that makes more sense as to why the child will have what. And before we went into it, you talked about Virgo personality right now, right? You looked into Virgo.
Yes.
And we talked about the child's personality that he was going to have with you.
With me. If you could tell our audience a little bit more about Virgo, because like I just know that everything I read online, I was like into it. Like, how would you describe Virgo?
Thank God you're having this is not to be sexist towards women at all, but thank God you're having a Virgo boy.
Okay.
Okay. Because if it would have been a girl, again, I'm not being sexist. I'm not being, you know, whatever. But when it comes to Virgo on a woman, I think what it does is it really amps up the anxiety and overdoes the intuition, the overthinking, and takes away from the natural femininity and the intuition of a woman. It just puts too much pressure on there. So this is something to work. Can you imagine if you're intuitive and you get a hit? Virgo, you cannot tell Virgo, you're going to get involved in a relationship and it's going to be temporary. It's only going to last about a couple of months. When Virgo hears temporary, that's it. I'm not even going to try. Why bother?
Right.
And so with a boy, it's a little bit different. And again, I'm not being sexist, but I feel like even though Virgo is a sign of the Virgin, I feel like it's more masculine. It's Mercury based. So on a guy or a boy, it's a little bit different. Is it, it's not as intense as it would be for a woman, but they have great personalities. They're very funny. They got great memories. They love to watch a lot of like television and like can understand humor and sarcastic. They're very sarcastic. They're also people that know a little bit about everything.
Yeah. Wait, so, I think I read that actually verbatim. They know a little bit about everything.
And they're super quick. I think this is what, can you imagine Hartford being quick?
Yeah.
Because you're going to have a little Virgo boy. I mean, yeah, he's going to be a little pain in the ass at times and be that little mama's boy, but he's going to be very interested in learning. So I would definitely get him interested in like books early, or read to him, or play music while you're pregnant. Because they remember that sound. And they're also, to me, I've raised a lot of Virgo cousins. They got more of a calmer energy to them.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
But then we got to see what the moon is too. So
yes. So I'm going to like start playing like the Outlander soundtrack, you know, all my period piece shows, like the soundtrack.
But do you like
the Medici.
And they talk early and they walk early. I mean, you got your couple dud Virgos, but you know, for the most part. Yeah. But it's going to be the polar opposite of Beau. And it's going to fit nicely with your sign, also with Hartford sign. I'm just going to stick by my prediction. I think this will be a fun addition to the family.
I mean,
a different energy.
Do you think I'm done?
No.
What? Mm-mm. Wait, fuck.
No.
Oh my God, Chris, really?
No. I think that after you have this one, I would wait. I'm going to predict at least, instead of being 2 years, anywhere by 3 years afterward.
Will it be planned or will it be an accident?
Oh my God.
To say that it would be an accident would be wrong because a happy surprise.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Like I know what I'm doing. Like accidents to me are like, no, like when you're an adult and you're having sex with that. Yeah. You're like and it's not an accident. Like, you know, you're being reckless.
Also too, your living situation is going to change too in a couple years.
So this is what I wanted. This was the question. This was one of the main things. Not to be just like so surface of like, what's going to happen to the place I live? And I was telling you this before we recorded, but because like my listeners don't, I don't know if I like caught them up on how I feel about my living situation. I love my house so much and it will like hurt to not live here. Like when I got this house, like and moved in, it just feels like me. It feels like my home. I'm so happy. I'm happy waking up here. I'm happy going to sleep here. I love everything about it. I love that Hartford, like everything. This house is just, it's my style too. Mm-hmm. Like it's mm-hmm. just perfect. Now, it's now that I'm having another baby, it's a little too small for me because it's a 4-bedroom house, but the extra bedroom I'm using as my closet because old houses, this isn't me being bratty. Like I need a giant closet. Old houses, this is a 1926 house. Old houses like this don't have like big closets, normal size closets that you see in houses today. So like I had to build my own. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm pregnant, I have to turn the closet into a nursery. So I'm like, oh my God, like,
where's all that shit gonna go?
Like OOTDs, like shoes, purses, clothes. So I'm getting rid of half of my things. Like I've already like cleared out my closet and Lo and I have been photographing things and we're gonna probably sell them. I feel like make a website and like sell them because it's like nice stuff and a lot of it I like barely worn.
It all has tags on it.
And most of it, a lot
you
of it.
You announce that on Instagram and you'll be sold out in like in an hour. Great. In less than an hour. Yeah. Great. For sure.
And so I'm like, but I'm like, it's gonna be tight. It's gonna be tight. But every time I look on Zillow or like Redfin, I'm like, well, God, the market like sucks. Interest rates are so high. And like for what? Like everything is so expensive. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even seeing anything that comes close to how I feel about this house.
Let me ask you a question, and I shouldn't ask questions, but do you feel like you're going to have a hard time finding another place and moving out from here?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Really?
Nope. I think that, you're being a Cancer, and you're trying to handle everything all at one time, and you forget that your guides will tell you and show you when it's time for you to move your ass.
That's also what I tell myself. Like every time I stress about it, I'm like, I know myself. I know the exact moment will hit when I least expect it. And I'm going to be like, oh, I'm ready.
I feel like it will happen naturally for you.
Okay. I really love to hear that. Cause it's honestly kind of the same way that.
Do you want to live in California still?
I mean, we talk about moving all the time, but like the only place that I feel like we would want to move would be Italy, but I can't move there full time. Mm-hmm. Like that's, I have a home here. My mom is here. Hartford and my mom are so close. Like, I just can't. I have my life, my friends, my support system. Lowe's here. You know what I mean? Like, I can't. I don't know that I could leave California. But Bo and I literally, like, stay up late at night. We'll, like, look up, like, old, what's it called? Like, historic homes. Mm-hmm. All throughout the country because I just love historic homes and like homes that like have land and stuff like that. Not that I'm like going to meet like a farmer or anything like, cause like, I don't know how to do shit, but you know, just.
But you're a homebody though. So you have to have your home, have everything that you need in it.
Yes. Like I would really like that. So like, I'm not opposed to moving elsewhere. It just hasn't hit me yet. Mm-hmm. And I know like, you're right. Like things happen in my life where like, when I'm ready for it, it's just, it hits like this. Like, mm-hmm. even like with having a baby, like I knew I always wanted more children, but I was like, I'm not ready. No way. No way. No way. Literally no way. Like, that's what I would say. Not like maybe. It was like, no way. Not anytime soon, but yes, one day. And then it was overnight. I was like, I'm ready now. Like mm-hmm. It just something happens where I'm like, I'm ready. Just like starting the podcast again. I was like, I'm ready now. Like, oh, I'm ready to do this now. Like it just, it has to just hit me. It's a vibe that hits me in my sleep.
But do you know how many people ignore that vibe? and don't follow it. That's why I'm telling you, you are different. Again, I'm not saying this because I'm on your show and we have history together, but you are different when it comes to how you utilize your intuition. And I respect the shit out of it because you can have so many people at your disposal as far as like psychic readings and astrologers, tarot card readers, aura readers, all these people here. And but with you, you really take the time to think about things. That's why I'm telling you, I'm not worried about your living situation, your money situation, the baby, any of that stuff. I feel like this is your time to fucking shine. And I said 2025, but I'm actually seeing more of 2026 as far as like the next phase and chapter of your life.
What did you just see just now? What is
that?
No,
we saw that.
What is it? My heart's in my butt.
I'm going to start stuttering. This is fine. This is fine. You're going to be having the best time of your life around that time for yourself, around 2026. And this is, I don't want to say this is the addition of another baby, but that could fall along the lines of it. This could be bigger and better with the home situation, your work situation, more of like, I don't feel like you're done shining.
Okay.
And
not telling me something. There's something you're not telling me about 2026. Just gonna write that down.
I just want you to enjoy that. I know I'm the psychic I'm supposed to give that, but I want you to enjoy. I want you to enjoy it for what it is. It's not, trust me, it is not a bad thing. But remember what I said about karma.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, I wish we weren't recording this because you're gonna play back. This is where he said that. But it's a good time for you, baby.
What really though are you leaving out right now?
The experience.
No, like about 2026.
The experience, the mindset that you will be in, the laugh, the smile, the just where you're at in that time and space of your life, Stassi. Just hold that one down.
Okay. All right.
So many people are going to be coming up to her and telling her, I know what he was talking about. He said, this is what's actually going to happen. I want her to enjoy it for what it is.
Okay.
And remember, I said it. What's the date today? April 3rd, 2023. That's 3 years from now.
3 years from now. That's so long.
What was the last time? We said 3 years for something else, too.
Yeah. You said 3 years in
2019. Was it?
Oh, weird.
It was. Yeah. Hold on. I just don't want to mess it up. You said within the next 3 years, there isn't anything that will come at you that you can't handle. So it was like 3 years of shit that I would have to handle, I guess. Mm-hmm. So like, am I in the clear? Like, do I have to like not worry about like shit coming my way?
You always have to worry about watching your back and staying away from shady ass people. But I'm telling you fucking right now, I don't give a shit what anybody else tells you. You are not that same person anymore.
Yeah.
You're not going to let history repeat itself. You just want, you play it too careful. When talking about playing it careful, and I'm not trying to hear from 2026, but I want you to enjoy your life a little bit more. Take a little bit more risk when it comes to the business side of things. And allow yourself to shine because even though you're pregnant or whatever, and you know, you got to spit out this kid, you're still going to be beautiful, Stassi. You're still going to have that mindset there. Fucking capitalize off of it.
I've talked about Thrive Market a lot because it is my go-to for all of my grocery and household essentials. Sometimes I just don't have time or the energy to go to the grocery. And there are some things that I can only get at Thrive Market. Like I have been craving the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, except I'm trying to like be healthier with my pregnancy this year. So I get like the healthy keto kind. That's the Catalina Crunch. I just go to Thrive Market, order it in bulk, and it comes like immediately. I just love that Thrive Market makes it so easy. And as a member, you can save money on every single order. Another thing I love about this website, Thrive Market has filters on their website or app. They have over 70. So like you can filter out all of the things like gluten-free snacks or like non-toxic cleaning essentials. And like there's over 70 filters. So like exactly what you want, you will be able to find on Thrive Market. So join Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. Go to thrivemarket.com/straightup for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's Thrive market.com/straightup. Thrivemarket.com/straightup. Okay. Listen, that one just like got so broad, but it got so intense. 2026. It got so intense without specifics.
God damn it. I wish I would have kept my fucking mouth shut.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Because I will probably go back to this podcast and look at it in 2026 and write about it in my fourth. It'd probably be like my fourth book.
And we'll have you on in 2026.
We have to have you on before. We have to have you on before.
But you, like I'm telling you right now, enjoy this pregnancy. Enjoy this time and space of your life. Here again, if I'm going to worry about, if I'm going to have you worry about things, it's not shit that you haven't heard about already. It's the business side of things, making sure that you can trust everybody around you, making sure that you're not taking shit that would, I don't even know why I'm saying this, that would go against your character or who you are as a person. You're never going to do that again. So I just don't see anything negative here. I think that if you're going to have any type of headaches, it would be the waiting game.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting. Cause you know, I do get in my head about things, you know, like when I'm offered an opportunity that like could be great, but like could also feel like you're just doing the same shit again. Like I'm taking giant steps back and I'm like, but is this an opportunity that I should be taking? Because it's an opportunity. And it's like, and like without saying so much, because like, it's, yeah. Do you know what I mean? But
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm at a point in my life where I feel like I'm actually at the point where it's like, you have two ways you can go right now. You can get on the train of like what's easy and what you know. And like,
you're bringing me closer to this 2026 shit. Okay. Just hold on real quick before you go. If I tell you something or this is not, again, you have to be Stassi. You know, your being and who you are as a person here. Do you really feel like you've come into your power?
I feel like I've come into more of my power. But like, I don't know if I'm ever going to be like, yeah, I've come into my power.
I can understand that. You can come into your power and then that would be the end of that cycle. And then you reach for something else.
Oh,
by 2026, we're talking about all this work stuff and everything that's going on here. I really feel, so I talked about Hartford having the yellow around her and around you when you were pregnant with her. And this was going to be a more of a mental healing type thing for you. For 2026, I see red for you. So that's power. That's also attraction. That's also, you can say sex, you can say love, you can say seduction in that way. But to me, with you, I know that you're a Cancer, but I see the lion there and I see red. So this is something to where, again, it's 3 years from now. A lot can happen here, but look at the trajectory and look where you're going.
Yeah.
And look, and again, we haven't even talked about the stuff that's being offered behind the scenes yet.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm going to tell you to be careful and choose wisely when it comes to that.
That's what I'm worried about. That's what I'm just trying to say, though, without saying it.
Yeah, but baby, but hold on a second. Let's be truthful here. She's not the same person she was before. And also, too, sometimes I think that, again, because you're, I don't want to throw the whole Cancer and the whole water sign under there, but I'm going to just do that a little bit here. I think that everything that happened obviously left a bad taste in your mouth and kind of put you in a position to where you're like a little sketchy about it. But don't be afraid to fucking flex. And don't be afraid to, again, you're not going to go back and be, there was nothing bad about the Stassi before.
Yeah.
There's nothing bad about that.
She's kind of a bitch, but you know.
But you know what, when I tell people never to go back to your past, never go walk backwards. But if there's one thing that we can go back in the past and grab from your past, I would grab some of that strength and I would grab some of that fucking attitude.
Oh, okay. I like that. I think I could use with a dash more strength and a dash more attitude, actually.
So here's another little tidbit here. You can bleep this one out too. Don't settle for anything less than what you need or what you feel that you are worth, because that's where it's going to get a little sketchy there too. And I don't want, again, doesn't matter what I want. I don't want you downplaying yourself, because again, I think that you have, I think that you're so busy being you sometimes that you don't see the way that you come across. You don't see the way that you act. Remember something. I am dealing with your fans on a daily fucking basis. I've got readings backed up for fucking years because of you. Your book came out. You mentioned my name. Boom. I will be busy for the next 3 fucking years. And the one thing that they always say about you is, I love her so fucking much. She's so strong. You know, we didn't think she was going to make it. And to see her doing all this stuff here, you got to think about that shit as you're moving, because you're so busy being you. And I'm not saying that you're humble. It's not coming from a place of humble. This is coming from, I'm just a little bit nervous to go out there. Don't. Mm-hmm. They're going to need you. I'm telling you fucking right now. I have nothing but good shit to say about you.
Thanks, Chris.
And you and I have also made that connection to where, you know, I would fucking be here at 2 o'clock in the morning if you called me.
I know.
For sure.
No,
if you needed anything, you know, my ass would be here. So it's not like you're going to this blindly or you don't have any backup. I will do whatever it is that you ask me to do for you. I want you to do you. I want you to, again, I don't want to get all sentimental here, but fuck. I mean, you've done so much for me in my career. I mean, just being on your show, being associated with you, you know, coming over here and, you know, you sharing your life with me and sharing, you know, the experience with me. I want to make sure that you're good as well, too.
I feel like I am. I really do.
I feel it, too. But I feel like there's a little bit of that fear and insecurity there. But again, that
there's a lot of it. There's not just a little bit. There's still a lot of it. It doesn't rule my life the way that it used to. But like, I still suffer from this thing where I'm like, I don't think people care or that I'm interesting enough anymore. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, fucking mind.
Like, I don't know how to describe it where I'm like, I know I'm cool and fun. Do you know, I guess, or do you know what I mean? Like, I know, like, I'm doing my best and like, I'm entertaining, I guess.
When was the last time you were on a show?
A really long time. What do you mean?
Okay, and how many people am I still getting? Let me show you my email really quick. Let me show you this really fast. This is just from my website. I have to do this while I'm on here because people don't believe it.
Chris, I tell her this all the time.
All these Squarespace things are all submissions from Stassi's fans.
That's so nice.
I'm not saying Lala's fans don't come in or Katie's fans don't come in, but a good majority of them are from Stassi.
Well, that's because, I mean, listen, you've done some crazy shit with me. Like, you literally tapped into my future. Like, you had a fucking crystal ball. Like, it was straight out of a horror movie.
So let me pop my collar really quick. All that shit that happened the last time that I gave you that hardcore reading on your show.
Yeah.
Did none of that stuff come true or did it come true?
It fucking came true.
So hold on to what I'm saying now and look forward to that.
Okay.
Because I warned you about bullshit.
Yeah.
It was probably easier for you to believe the bullshit part of it than all these great things that are going to be happening.
Yeah.
But it is time. It is. I mean, I promised myself I wouldn't say that. I feel it is time for you. That's what I feel.
Okay.
And I cannot change your mind. I can't push you any forward here. But I will tell you right now, I don't give a shit what anybody else tells you. I will challenge them. You have nothing to worry about. You will have the occasional bumps and bruises that life has to offer, getting stuck in traffic, dealing with dumbass fucking people. But as far as like your money situation, even like Bo and all the stuff that's going on, like, you know, the family stuff, don't worry about that shit.
Yeah.
Like Bo is going to be fine. And again, I wish he was here because he's got good stuff to look forward to too.
I feel like he does too. Maybe I am psychic-y. Mm-hmm. Maybe I've got the vibes.
I'm going to say 2026.
2026. It's all going to happen for us. We just got to.
This is the build. So this is, you got to have the baby this year. You're going to be doing a couple things before then. What's coming up this June for you?
I mean, we're touring.
Show at the Ace Hotel.
You got to come. I'll put you on my list, yeah, Chris. For sure.
But you're going to be sold busy out during that time?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're ending my tour in June because I'm going to be so pregnant that like I should wrap it up. I should wrap it up. So we're ending on my birthday.
But this is going to be this is not the tour, though. This is something different. This is not like the tour in the book or anything like that. This is something like, this is more like the business side of things. This is more of like venturing out and kind of getting back to the groove of things. I don't know if that makes any sense to you. And all I can tell you is enjoy this time.
I will.
Enjoy it.
I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you so much for being here. You guys, if you want this experience, reach out to him. What is your website?
ChrisMedina.guide.
ChrisMedina.guide. Mm-hmm. And you can follow him on Instagram. It's at Psychic Chris M.
That's the only account that I have. I have no other accounts.
Oh my God.
These fucking impersonators. The yeah.
Yeah.
It's at Psychic Chris M on Twitter and Instagram.
That's so weird. Like, I don't get impersonators.
No.
Like, how do people pick like who to just like torture with that? Like, well, you get
he's somebody who they can request money. And yeah. He's like, oh, if you want a reading,
they start off this. Yeah. They'll start off saying, oh, and is this really me? Love, the universe brought us together for a special soul connection.
Oh my God. Yeah. If anyone reaches out to you that says that, and it's not actually Chris Medina.
No,
oh my God.
It's not. But I thank you for having me on here. And one more time, I got to give it to you, my love. You know that I will have your back until I can't have it anymore, until I'm gone from here. So if you ever need anything, you let me know. because like I said, I owe you the world for everything that you've done for me, whether you choose to realize it or not.
Yeah, you don't behind the scenes. But yeah, thank you.
So I love you very much.
Love you too. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. And definitely go and look Chris up. Seriously, it's so worth it. Like, just like do an hour. You know, be brave. Bye.